I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa. Welcome to the audio podcast of my show, Be My Guest. I've invited some really interesting people to visit me. Some are old friends and some are new friends. We'll share stories that will hopefully amuse and inspire you. And you're invited too. How fun is that? I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
What a dream to spend the day with Faith Hill, the incredible award-winning singer, songwriter, and actress. And she's joining me for an amazing day at the barn.
I'm so excited. Actually, may cry.
We're talking about love and life, both on and off stage.
We did get work done. We got babies done, too.
Maybe sharing some family secrets.
Well, he couldn't read.
I'm welcoming her with a fabulous frozen Paloma cocktail and some guacamole. And she's showing me her family favorite, Coca-Cola cake.
Bye.
We're having some fun with their daughter, Gracie. Then we're all hitting the road for Bridgehampton for more cocktails. How fun is that?
Be my guest. Oh, I love her so much.
You might not know this about me, but I'm a major Faith Hill fan. I actually listen to her music every morning when I walk to the beach. It's so fabulous. I had a moment with her at a party where we kind of passed each other, and I want so much more. So I've invited her here today. I can't wait to see her. And then later, Faith's beautiful daughter, Gracie's going to join us. It's going to be really fun. Okay, so I decided that since Faith is so much fun, I'm going to make frozen palomas for her. They start with freshly squeezed grapefruit juice. It's great because you can make them ahead. In fact, you have to make them ahead. 1 cup of tequila. These are delicious. They're fresh. Great cocktail. 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice. It needs a little sugar. So I have sugar syrup, which is 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water. I boiled it together and cooled it. I need 1/4 cup. Okay, perfect. And you can always have them in the freezer, ready to go anytime you need a cocktail. Okay, so now I'm going to freeze the mixture for 6 hours. I mean, you can freeze it for a week, but at least 6 hours. And while I do that, let me tell you about my fabulous guest. Faith Hill is a multi-talented superstar. Brought up in Mississippi, she moved to Nashville at 19. And went on to win 5 Grammys. She's sold more than 40 million albums. She's sung for presidents, at the Super Bowl, and so much more. She's also performed in concerts all over the country to sold-out audiences, both on her own and with her husband, country music legend Tim McGraw. Faith is also an amazing actress. She's been in movies like The Stepford Wives, and co-starred with her husband in 1883, the prequel to the series, Yellowstone. They are brilliant together.
I gotta go study the river.
Study the river.
Can I trust you to stay here?
Yep, this long. As long as this is.
Family's also really important to Faith. She and Tim have three beautiful daughters, Gracie, who's coming today, plus Maggie and Audrey. She's an incredible woman with such an inspiring story. So she's going to be here soon. I thought I'd put out some corn chips and some guacamole to go with the frozen palomas. We're off to a good start.
Ina wanted me to make for her cola cake, which happens to be Tim's favorite cake that I make for him. And I'm going to make it for Ina. What? I mean, am I crazy for doing this? Yeah, I'm gonna make cola cake with Ina Garten. Cannot. This is too much.
So I understand Faith likes Mexican food, so I made my favorite guacamole. It's really chunky. Let me tell you how I made it. So first I juiced lemon into my large wooden bowl. Dropped in 4 ripe Hass avocados, pitted and peeled, and stirred it gently to coat the avocado. Next, I added minced garlic, Tabasco sauce for heat, lots of kosher salt and black pepper, and some diced red onion. Then I chopped it up, keeping it really chunky, added a small diced tomato. Then I gave it one final stir, and that was the guacamole. Done. Okay, I've got chips, guacamole, and now I'm going to make the frozen palomas from the mix that I froze. Gets really hard. It's fabulous. So I'm going to put it in a blender. This quart makes like 4 drinks, and I just want to make 2, so I'll put half of it in. And I can save the rest for another time. So I just break it up in the quart. It's really like a granita right now with a lot of tequila. Okay, let's see if I can get it in the blender as opposed to all over myself. So is that about half? That's about half. And then I'm going to add a cup of ice and a little salt. Just really brings out all the flavors, and blend the whole thing. So I'm looking for them to be like pourable slushies. Delicious pourable slushies. Okay, that's good. I'm just going to cut up a grapefruit for a garnish, just so it's really clear what it is. Okay, plumas are ready. Garnish. Now I just need Faith. Something tells me we're going to have a very good time.
I think we're here. Wow! I'm so excited. Gonna cry probably. Just gonna warn you right now. Ina?
Babe! Oh my god!
Oh. Hi!
It's always cocktail time here.
Oh yes!
Hi! I'm so happy to see you.
How are you?
I'm so happy to see you.
Oh. Direct from Nashville.
Yes.
I've made cocktails, and I understand you like guacamole.
Oh,
was I right?
You are so right.
Oh, good.
You're always right.
I'm always right. I made frozen palomas.
Oh.
How's that? Is that
perfection?
Cheers. Welcome.
Thank you.
What a great
so
treat to see you.
Such a treat.
Good summer drink, right? Is that good?
Yes. Yes, it's delicious.
And I made some guacamole and chips, which we have to try. Mm. So your daughter Gracie's with you. She's tootling around the Hamptons. She's going to join us later.
She is. Thank you so much for having us both.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm
just so thrilled.
She's 25, and we watched you together since she was 5 years old.
No.
Yes. So.
Wow. Isn't that great? You know what I love? I love that cooking shows get generations of people together, and grandparents and kids, and everybody just enjoys it together, which is great.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you like the guacamole. It's my favorite guacamole. Mm. It's like chunky, and the lemon is good.
Mm.
Okay, let's go talk. I have so much I want to talk to you about.
Yay!
So how about you take the guacamole, I'll take the chips.
You have your drink?
Let's go have fun. I have my drink.
Okay. I'm excited.
Cheers. I have so much I want to talk to you about.
Mm. Oh, that's
not
so
bad.
That's not bad.
I've just admired your work for so long. So first I want to talk to you about your childhood, which was, everybody knows you're a Mississippi girl.
Yes.
What was it like growing up?
Oh my gosh.
Very small town.
Very small town, Star, Mississippi. My family, I have two older brothers. I was adopted. Adopted by Ted and Edna Perry, mm-hmm. Edna Earle. I was outside all the time playing, riding my bike or softball.
So it was just like an idyllic. Yeah. And there was one kind of family secret in the middle that I think probably shaped who you are a little bit.
It was an amazing childhood. It was based around hard work.
Your father was a really hard worker. Mm-hmm. He was really smart. Mm-hmm. And what was his problem?
Well, he couldn't read. He was
amazing.
He was the youngest of 13.
Of 13?
13 siblings,
wow.
Yeah. And
did he have to go to work really early?
Very early. He had to quit school. He was in the fourth grade to work on the farm.
So
he never learned to read. My mom tried, you know, to help him.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel like you covered for him or you took care of him? Like you helped him in a way that was quiet?
We all did.
And did it teach you compassion?
Yeah, my parents taught us compassion for everyone because we were
fabulous.
Taught to treat everyone equally despite anything.
Yeah.
I was lucky to be raised in that
great?
Way.
Yeah. Isn't that great? And it's just the luck of the draw who you end up with as an adopted child.
I know. I feel sorry for my kids that they ended up with me. They had no choice. I'm sorry, girls.
I think they probably did okay. So when you were young, you always wanted to sing. You were always like singing with your with your hairbrush.
Oh,
were
yeah.
you? And your mother would give you like a quarter to sing.
She asked me to sing at family reunions or friends would come over. I grew up. I started singing in the church. I was three.
Were three?
I would stand on the pew and hold the hymnal upside down.
You were three?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I would hold the hymnal upside down. I would sing the top of my lungs, and she'd always go quiet. A little quieter. I'm like, but I can't. I feel the spirit. You know, I can't be quiet.
Wow. So you're 19 and you just decide it's time to break out. Did they encourage you?
I went to college for my mom, mm-hmm. and then I was only there for a semester, and I said, I just can't.
I think your father borrowed a truck, put all your belongings in it, and moved you to Nashville.
My dad did drive me up, borrowed a friend's truck, and put everything in the back of the truck, and he rode there with me, but he left, and he was sitting in the back of the truck, and I still have that, oh my God, it's gonna make me cry just to envision him waving goodbye to me, sitting in the back of that truck with all those boxes that he had unpacked for me. And he was yelling, "I'll come back and get you if you need me, even tomorrow."
Oh, was he crying?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've done the same thing with our girls as well. I'm going to do that when I leave here, when I leave you. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how can I live here. Maybe we'll
figure it
out. We
can work out something. Okay. So what happens in Nashville? Does it happen really fast?
It does not happen really fast. I had $786.
Wow.
And
which
that
seems
was,
like it's going to last forever, but it doesn't.
So I got a job at Radio Shack.
Did you?
I did. I had to find a job.
Yeah, you find
doing
a job.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I would then head down to Music Row and knock on every door. And the first question would always be, "Are you a singer?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm here to sing." They would shut the door. The interview would end. Because everyone's there to be a singer or a writer, and they were looking for someone who wasn't wanting to do that.
Who was going to stay.
He was going to stay.
Isn't that interesting?
So I finally got a job at a publishing company, and I said I was not a singer. But I would hang out after work at Nashville has some of the most incredible places to hear live music and the songwriters. Oh my God, I was just obsessed with the songwriters. Mm-hmm. And there was a songwriter named Gary Burr, and he would come into the office and he had written this one song that I was completely obsessed with. And he came into the office one day and I said, "When are you playing the Bluebird the next time?" "I'm actually playing in this week." And I said, "You know that song you just wrote? I would love to sing it with you, harmonies." He said, "You sing? Like, what?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay." okay.
Yeah.
So he said, "Maybe we should rehearse. Let me just see."
Yeah.
And we went upstairs and I sang with him. And then I became part of his band.
And that's
how I was discovered. Yeah. Martha Sharp from Warner Brothers was in the audience at the Bluebird Cafe when I was singing. background for Gary Burr. She was a pioneer, really, in the music industry, one of the first female executives.
Yeah.
She took me under her wing.
You need somebody who believes in you.
Yeah.
And somebody who discovers your talent.
Yeah.
Who says, let's do this big.
That's right.
So after that, it really kind of exploded. So you had, the first album was Take Me As I Am,
mm-hmm.
and you had three number one singles from that album.
Yes.
That had to be, like, huge.
It was huge, because they stayed number one for a very long time.
Oh,
Wild
One really
stayed,
fabulous.
My first one stayed number one for, like, 4 weeks or something,
wow.
which was crazy
wow.
back then.
And are you now thinking, is this a fluke? Is this the beginning of a long career? How are you feeling then?
I was on the road all the time,
yeah.
doing tons of interviews, and I never thought about what it was turning into or could be. I never stopped.
And you need the physical endurance to
That's
do
right.
that.
That's right.
It's not. I mean, it's hard.
It's a
really
lot of
hard
work.
Work.
I would say the first probably 10 years, to be honest,
yeah.
5 to 10 years, I learned in action
yeah.
as I mm-hmm. yeah, as
by
part
doing
of,
it
by doing it
yeah.
and only after I had my children. We have three daughters. Probably up until, I don't know, 2016, 17, did I really feel like, okay, I think I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Okay, so now your career is huge, and you're selling albums, and everything's going so well for you. Are there challenges that you didn't expect to find?
I think when you become really successful,
mm-hmm.
and you know this as well, to remain there
mm-hmm.
is probably harder than actually
getting there. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I believe, for me,
mm-hmm.
if I'm honest with the song, the audience will be there with me. I want them to feel that band and music like I'm feeling it as well.
Mm-hmm. So one day somebody says to you, we'd like you to do the opening song, the opening act for a guy who was reputedly, and I don't even know what this means, the bad boy of country music, Tim McGraw.
It was the smart thing to do to put the two of us together just from a business standpoint. He
yeah.
was on fire. I was, you know, my career was exploding.
Really
it was
yeah.
exploding, and then we exploded.
Yeah.
I thought in my mind, there is no way that this is ever going to work.
That's really great.
Honestly, because who... How?
We're doing it's Tim McGraw.
We're doing the same thing for a living, and I want kids, and I've got my own thing going, and you got your own thing, and you're a bad boy. He
so
was known as
so
a
what
bad
is a bad boy of country music?
Well,
what does
know,
that even mean?
He was a little wild, and, you know, he had fun.
Yeah.
He had fun, and I had fun, too, but my fun was a little bit different kind of fun.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and but when we got together, it was like, oh, shoot, okay, this is... Oh, okay, well...
and that's when you figured out...
I hope
out.
We get work done on this tour. We did get work done. We got babies done, too, so...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
didn't he cook for you? He made you chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. He shows up at my apartment one day, and he knocks on the door, and he's holding a bowl and has aluminum foil over the bowl, and there's a fork and a spoon on top. And he says, I didn't know if you ate your chicken and dumplings with a spoon or a fork.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. What? Okay.
So, you're
so,
a goner, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, so I'm yours forever. That was it.
But it's true. I mean,
and it was amazing, the chicken and dumplings.
And it was really good?
So good,
oh, good.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's such an act of generosity. You just knew that he was going to take care of you from
yeah.
now on.
And that takes a long time to make a homemade chicken and dumpling.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they were so good.
Yeah. And then what did he do?
Okay, I will tell you this. Oh, these stories keep popping in my head. We were playing in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we had the conversation enough. And Tim asked one of the runners that was there at the show, a runner that, you know, someone they hire
yeah.
locally to help, if we could borrow his Jeep. It was a red Wrangler Jeep without the top. And he and I went on a drive. So we could decide,
mm-hmm.
are we ending this or are we doing this? And he just stops. He goes, okay, I can't do this anymore. We're either going to have to commit or, you know, just stop because this is tearing me up.
Oh.
And me too. Yeah. I was too. But I really, you know, I was like, oh, gee, this is impossible. This could never work.
because of the two careers.
Yeah. And they were both really starting to explode. Like mine, my mind was really about to, I was so busy. And so was he.
Yeah.
Both of us were. And I wanted children so badly. Mm. I knew as soon as I started having kids, you know, that was going to be
an important part of your life.
Yeah, and yeah. I needed someone.
The important part of your life.
The most important. And I needed someone that felt the exact same way. And he did. He did. So we decided at that moment that we were going to make it work.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, I located that Jeep. And gave it to him for our 10-year anniversary.
Really?
Yes, and we still have it.
That's
so
really
great. This year we married 26 years. So
isn't that? I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
To really long happy marriages. It's nothing like it.
No. Nope.
Right.
That's
nothing
right.
like it.
To Jeffrey and Tim.
Coming up, Faith's crisis, career risks on stage and screen. Fun in the kitchen baking Tim's favorite cake and a road trip for cocktail hour.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So then you had two beautiful daughters.
Gracie,
and then Maggie.
And then Maggie.
Right.
They're only 15 months apart. After I had Gracie, I felt like I could conquer the world.
Isn't that great?
And there was no one and nothing that was going to stop me. Mm. I felt so powerful and strong. There's something about that, and especially after being adopted, it's like, this is my child. This is my girl, you know?
So things are going incredibly well. You've done your album, Cry, and then you had a premature baby. What did you do?
Audrey comes along. She's almost eight weeks early in the hospital for 2.5 weeks. Oh, it was terrifying.
And by the way, she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
Yes.
But you didn't know then.
No, that was terrifying.
The scary part. So then you do a world tour.
Yeah, it
for
was a
Cry.
Just to promote the album, I also had the kids with me, and they were all... young toddlers.
Yeah.
So I would, I'd get up with them or put them to bed. Mm-hmm. in the midst of this, I realized I can't do this at this level. Because when you're at that level, you got to be on. You got to be on.
100%.
1,000%. 1,000%. When I came back, I had a meeting with my manager, and I said, I want to be home. Mm-hmm. But it was important that, you know, I was there. I wanted to be there.
You wanted to be there, and that you had the freedom to make that choice.
That's right.
Which is so wonderful.
Yeah. And the fact is, you know, Tim, he worked so hard, continues to work so hard. So he was out working, and he was the reason we were able to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I never, ever have taken that for granted.
Didn't you and Tim do a wildly successful tour that was called Soul to Soul?
Yeah,
right?
We did.
So what's it like being on stage with Tim now that he's your husband?
I've been on stage with him a lot, and it still never ceases to amaze me. When I walk out on stage and I'm just like, oh my God, like you're really good. And I feel like I start shrinking, you know, like, okay.
No, you're really good too. He always says you're better than him, so it works both ways.
Definitely don't know about that. That's not true.
So now fast forward, you and Tim, the girls are out of the house.
Yes,
They're on their way. They're all doing really interesting things. And you guys decide to take on the hardest thing of your life. You get a script from Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
Tell me about 1883.
I'll condense the story. We get a call that he wants to write a prequel to Yellowstone called 1883. Would we be interested in playing James again?
And Margaret. Dutton.
Like, and we were like, what is happening right now that we are 54 years old and we've had an incredible career. Mm-hmm. Our children are out of the house and this masterpiece of a script falls in our lap out of nowhere.
To create these characters was an enormous, you know, you're risking everything to do it. And you did it. You just had the courage to do it. And it's extraordinary.
What was important for Taylor is that everything that we did was so authentic.
Yeah.
So it was important for us to learn how to ride properly.
Yeah.
So we learned how to do that. I went through what he classifies as cowboy camp. Had to learn how to...
Why do I think everybody wants to go to cowboy camp?
They should.
That sounds like fun.
It's so much fun, but it's hard work. Yeah. It's real. I mean, I have so much respect for cowboys and what they do, and Wranglers, and it's a tough, hard job. It was so much fun.
It's really great.
But it was grueling shoot, I will say, for all of us.
How do you take care of yourself while you're doing this?
Trying to eat properly, trying to get exercise in when you could, although sometimes the days would be so long and there was so much activity going on in a scene, that would be the exercise. But we also cut loose and had a great time, had fun.
And have a good time at night.
Yeah, because I love to dance. I can't dance, but I think I can.
I bet you can.
So I dance like nobody's watching, but I don't care.
Well, I can't wait to see what's next because it's going to be amazing. I understand you and Gracie are going to make a cola cake for me.
I've been making it for years, and it's Tim's favorite cake. He asks for it all the time, especially for his birthday. So we thought we would make that for you today.
I can't wait. Let's go bake.
Yay!
That's great. Bring your cocktail.
Wait, I get to bake with Ina finally? Hallelujah.
It's the best.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. I'm here with Faith, your daughter Gracie, and we're going to make Tim's favorite Coca-Cola cake. I love this.
Gracie, we are cooking with Ina.
So much fun.
I cannot believe it. We're
okay,
so
put
excited.
Me to work.
All right.
How's that?
Here we go. We are going to turn this oven on.
Just like that.
That's right.
Perfect.
One cup of butter.
Okay.
You can just dump these things right in there just like that. And then I'm going to add...
So is this Tim's birthday cake?
He asks for it.
He does?
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Not just birthdays,
most
right?
Of the time.
So, Gracie, what was Christmas like at your house?
Oh my gosh, always crazy.
Yeah. Is it a big deal?
It's a big deal. We always come together. Dad makes spaghetti every single year.
Yeah.
He works on it for several days.
For several days?
Several days.
That's great.
It changes almost every year, the flavor, but it's always so good. I'm kind of like him as well. I don't really follow recipes either because I like just experimenting. Yeah. But Mom and I follow all of your recipes, too.
I follow my recipes. Like, I follow it exact. I measure everything.
So we have the 1 cup of butter, 3 tablespoons of cocoa, and we're going to add 1 cup of Coca-Cola.
I love this.
Yes.
This is the best.
Going into that butter. They are loving life right now, and we're going to be loving life in 45 minutes. So while I'm doing this... why don't you do the dry ingredients?
Okay, good. So I can do that.
You're going to put...
A cup of flour. Okay.
And then forgive us, but you're going to add...
And sugar.
And that is... How much sugar, Gracie? You forget.
A lot of sugar.
That's 2 cups.
That's 2 cups of sugar. The exact measurement. Woo! A lot. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. And then baking soda?
Baking soda.
Okay.
I believe it's 1 teaspoon.
Okay, am I sifting these together?
Yeah, there's okay, just shake that all up. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Then we're going to add I'm going to pour this.
See how hard it is to do a cooking show?
Yeah. It is very hard. We're going to add the wet ingredients here. Going to pour it over.
Should I stir it while you do it?
Sure, go on with that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks great.
Oh, yes. Okay. Look at you
So
go.
I mix these together?
Mix those together.
Okay.
All right.
The spatula is perfect for it.
It really is. It
smells so good. The cocoa powder just smells fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so buttermilk.
Okay, 1 cup of buttermilk.
Yes, ma'am. We're gonna
pour
buttermilk is essential.
Absolutely.
Essential. Any southern recipe.
We're gonna spank these eggs. Ooh, they've been bad.
Bad eggs.
Bad eggs have been bad.
Don't
know.
You behave yourself.
No.
Eggs.
No.
Ooh, spank. And we're going to pour them right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, the vanilla is...
You know, vanilla is really important because the vanilla has that, like, dark flavor. It's like a deep, almost like a bitter flavor that counters all the...
I love vanilla.
It's amazing I just love vanilla.
Important it is in baking.
Can I show you my favorite ingredient?
What?
I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
Wait right there.
Oh my gosh, she's going to... Gracie.
Show us something.
It's vanilla beans, and it's homemade vanilla extract. And it's been going for 35 years. Smell this.
What?
Oh.
35 years.
Oh, girl.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It's vanilla beans and vodka. And you just let them sit. And in about 6 months, it becomes vanilla extract. And I'll show you what the best part of this is.
Oh,
is that you take a vanilla bean, and you cut off the end of it, and squeeze out vanilla seeds.
Oh!
So you get all of the vanilla. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And you just keep adding vodka and vanilla beans. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
I just thought you'd love that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Okay, so how much vanilla?
A tablespoon of vanilla.
Okay, good.
Woo. And I'm sorry if that disappears from the kitchen when we leave. I didn't take it.
If this vanilla is not here, I'll know where to find it. Is that
yes,
what it is?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
That's my
it
way
It gives
of getting
you an excuse
to
come visit Nashville. Yes.
I'll come get it. And then marshmallows?
Yes,
tiny little marshmallows?
Go.
Okay,
going
right
in.
Oh my God.
Going in.
So do they create little pockets of sweetness in the
Oh,
cake?
They do. Like a little surprise.
Oh, how
it's
fabulous.
It's nice when you bite into it. It's like,
okay.
Pulls apart.
Now we
Perfect.
Need a pan, right?
All right. Oh, I've got one.
You hold it and I'll pour it in.
I am holding your bowl,
okay.
Girl.
We're a good team.
Yes.
Look at that. This is insane to watch from my perspective. There hasn't been a day in my lifetime that I haven't known Coca-Cola cake. So watching Mom make it with Ina is a very euphoric experience.
Okay, that's it. That's good.
That's it.
Okay, how long does this bake for?
30 to 35 minutes.
Yeah.
For 350 degrees?
Yeah,
let's try that.
That
sounds good to me. Okay,
here we go.
Into the oven.
Here we go. Bye, see you in a bit.
See you in a bit. Okay, next we're gonna make icing with Gracie. Can't wait to taste this cake. Okay, Faith and Gracie and I are making a Coca-Cola cake, and next, the frosting.
Woo!
And Gracie's in charge. Okay,
I'm doing my best China impression.
Can I do it? Can I do something really quickly? This is Gracie after watching your show when she was tiny, tiny. Oh. Okay, she would film herself doing your show.
Next I'm going to add the eggs. And then get flour. And then the skirt. Okay.
I was just missing the bob in the shirt, but I feel like I'm on the wavelength today.
Oh, my God. Oh, great.
Okay, back to action.
Now the real deal.
Whew. So we're going to start with half a cup of butter.
Okay, of course.
We're going to melt it in the pan first. Thank
you. So you cook the frosting.
It's
kind of like frosting, but it's a little like a glaze, and it soaks into the cake?
It soaks into the cake. It's kind of like the first step of making the batter.
Ah.
How everything was mixed together in the pan.
Tell me there's more Coca-Cola involved.
Oh, you know it, girl.
I love this.
So then we're going to add the cocoa powder, which is 3 tablespoons.
Yeah.
Just right in the pan. And then it's just kind
of... have our own cooking show in 2 minutes.
I'm ready. Honestly, I've been working my whole life for this moment. We're going to add 6 tablespoons of cola.
Okay. Mm.
So we're going to add 1/2 tablespoon of vanilla.
Half a tablespoon?
Half a teaspoon.
Okay, good.
Okay, here we go.
I love that the glaze has the same ingredients as the cake, so it just enhances it.
And then a whole box of confectioner's sugar.
A whole box of confectioner's sugar.
It's very sweet, so I'm just going to take this off the heat, actually.
Okay.
Yes,
why do I
girl.
Think there's going to be confectioner's sugar everywhere?
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty clean.
She's good.
Okay.
So then you just continue to stir this. And while I'm mixing this, if y'all want to go ahead and take the cake out.
Girl, look at you. Okay.
Oh, look at that. Isn't it amazing how it grows?
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Ooh, look at those marshmallows.
Nice cake.
Yes, it is. Good job,
Ina. We're a good team. So what do we do?
We're going to poke holes in the cake.
Oh, so the glaze goes into the cake.
That's
Isn't
right.
Isn't that great?
Do we get to taste this?
Ooh. And you can use it to pin your hair back. And
maybe not.
That's a good cake.
So this is getting pretty thick and ready.
Gracie, do you sing while you're cooking?
I do.
You do?
I do musical theater, so I'm constantly singing around the house. My dog is always very annoyed with me. I have an idea, actually.
You have an idea for what?
I think we should put together a little Barefoot Contessa musical.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Barefoot Contessa the musical?
Contessa the musical!
Give us a little, what would happen if you did it? Yeah, come on.
I'm not a very good writer.
I bet you are.
I'm mixing in the kitchen. With the Barefoot Contessa. That was kind of jazzy. Is it a cabaret now?
That's right, cabaret.
Good beat.
Alrighty, so this is about ready. So the trick is just to mix it the whole time.
White.
Get all those chunks out of there.
Yeah.
Gracie was doing a cooking show when she was 5, and now she's doing an actual cooking
show. This is like, I don't even know how to process what's happening right now because it's too overwhelming for my body. And the good thing about this is the glaze kind of hardens pretty quickly, so you get a nice little crunch when
you
bite it.
So you can eat it right away.
So you can eat it right away.
Right?
So what would you sing about this, Gracie?
Man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that interesting? So it really makes like a ganache on the top, and it soaks into the cake.
A ganache
on the
top.
So it flavors the whole thing.
Look at us. Wow. We just made Coca-Cola cake.
That was great. And the good news is you can eat it while it's warm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Are we serving it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I in charge?
You're in charge.
How do you cut it? You cut it like...
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Yeah, use it like brownie squares or however.
Like brown.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see if I can get
this
out. The first one's always messy, right?
Yes.
Am I doing it?
Oh,
it came out perfectly.
Whoa! Look at her go.
I'm not sure we need 3 pieces of this. How about one
know,
piece
should we
and
share
three
one?
Forks? How's that? One
perfect.
Piece, three forks.
And
Gracie, start your engines.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's so crazy good.
Okay.
And it's so weird because you would never expect Coca-Cola to have that much flavor, but it really does.
Okay, if this were in my kitchen, I'd keep going back and tasting it, making sure it was okay.
That's what Dad always does. He always makes sure Mom did the right thing.
And he leaves crumbs all over the place.
He leaves crumbs all over the place.
Like Hansel and Gretel. You can see where he's been.
You absolutely can.
Okay, after this, I'm going to take you to one of my favorite places in the Hamptons, and it might involve cocktails.
Ooh, our favorite.
How great is that? But I'm going in for more cake first. I think I ate this whole piece.
I'm so excited for you to show us the Hamptons.
The dance, the cake dance, yes.
Gosh, there's so much history here, isn't there?
It really is. It dates back to 1640. And I love that they've really kept this historic district so you can't change anything. And there's the windmills are there. And it's called Home Sweet Home because the song Home Sweet Home was written where the green is. And the pond.
It's so beautiful.
So this is Bridgehampton. It's kind of as historic as East Hampton, but I love the little shops. Each one has its own, like, real character. It's not like big mall shops. It's, you know, just somebody who loves something and opens a clothing store, wow, which is fabulous.
I wonder what the oldest house or building in this section is.
I wonder if I know. I don't know.
I mean,
probably the church.
I bet
the church, yeah.
The doors are amazing on that. I love doors.
You love doors.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, you should come to Paris. The doors are unbelievable.
Okay. Yes.
And incredible. Okay. Okay. Good.
Twist my arm. Please.
We could do that. This is actually a really great library, and they have a Friday afternoon series, and people just like hang out on the lawn, and then you can always come here and buy crazy underwear.
Yes.
Okay. This is Topping Rose House, and it's a great inn. And it's a great restaurant, but they have really good cocktails.
Oh,
how about
yes,
cocktails?
Let's
okay,
get
let's
it.
Go. Can we just take a moment? How wonderful is this?
Oh my gosh.
Just being amazing together, having fun.
Let's move in.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, I know. So good to see you. It's
this,
nice to have
this
you.
This is my
in.
Friends Gracie.
Hi, Michael.
And
Gracie.
Faith.
I'm Michael.
Okay, what are we drinking?
My summer go-to is Prosecco and Saint Germain. Does that sound
wonderful.
Good?
That works for me. Does that work for you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
Let's
fabulous.
That, ladies.
Set them up, Michael.
You've got it.
That sounds great. What's Saint Germain?
It's like an elderflower liqueur.
Ooh, anything with Prosecco.
Nothing like little bubbles.
Ladies, I hope you're having a nice visit to the Hamptons.
Yes,
we are.
Are so
having a good time?
Yeah. We have the best guy.
You do.
Great. Ooh, oh, how fabulous.
Good. I can smell that from you.
Enjoy.
To Michael.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
We take them outside. How's that?
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See you soon.
See
ladies, enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Just an ordinary day in the Hamptons.
Perfection.
We just drink Prosecco. Have a good time. Okay, I have a pop quiz.
Oh,
okay, awesome. What's the movie that you've seen the most?
Top Gun, when it
Top
came
Gun?
Out.
Top Gun? Yeah.
I saw it 10 times in the theater.
In the theater?
In the theater, in 1986.
That's great.
Yeah.
What food makes you happy?
Fried chicken.
I'm with you.
Southern girl.
I'm with you. Yeah, that's right. You can take the girl out of the South. But
that's right.
What's the worst job you ever had?
Probably Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know a thing about what I was selling.
Yeah.
And everything comes in a... came in a small packet.
Yeah.
And someone would walk in and ask for a bolt or something to fix their radio. And I'd be like, excuse me.
I'll be right back.
And I'd go looking around the store. I mean, I didn't last very long at that job.
I had a few of those jobs. What's the best job you've ever had?
Being a mom.
That's the best job. That's a great answer.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
What's the best present you ever got?
My girls.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
true.
That's
though.
It. There's
this invitation.
That. Right.
And this invitation.
Oh,
for sure.
Yes.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive?
Wow. That's going to actually make me cry.
Oh.
You did good, kid.
That's exactly
Dance
right.
for me. You,
damn, that did great. That is so great. Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
To great friends
yes,
and to
great
wonderful,
friends.
Wonderful time. Thank you so much for coming. I love it.
Best day ever.
Best day ever.
We had the best time.
Thank
us.
You.
We'll never forget it.
Ever, ever.
Thank
Such
you,
a dream.
Anna.
We love you.
We're going to spend the night next time.
Yes.
Sleepover.
We may just go back right now.
Yeah. Can we turn around?
Yeah, let's hear.
Bye. Wow, I so love talking to Faith. And I particularly love baking with Gracie and Faith. I love the story about Gracie having her own cooking show when she was 5. That was the best. They're invited back anytime. Thank you for listening to Be My Guest. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a moment, I'd love to hear your comments on Apple Podcasts. I'll be back next week with new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you'll join us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.